Good afternoon, and welcome to today's program of the Commonwealth Club of California. Find us on the internet at www.commonwealthclub.org. I am Ann Clark, a member of the Commonwealth Club and co-chair of the Environment and Natural Resources member-led forum. I will be your chair for this afternoon's program, Recovery from the Great East Japan Earthquake, Building Smart Communities. This important program is in association with the Japan Information Center and the Council General of Japan. And we are deeply honored to welcome to the Commonwealth our Council General, who is with us today, Mr. Enomoto. Sorry, it's Enomata, right? Thank you. We are also honored to have our moderator for today, Mr. Suzuki, who is counsel and director of the Japan Information Center in San Francisco. Mr. Suzuki will introduce our speaker, Professor Toji.
I'm sorry, it's tall for me, a little bit. Hello, everyone. I'm pleased to meet you all. My name is Masato Suzuki. I'm working for the Japanese Information Center. Thank you all for coming today. And now I would like to introduce Professor Toji. Professor Toji was born in Kobe City, Hyogo Prefecture, in Japan, and graduated from Japan's Gakushuin University in 1979. In 1981, he earned his PhD in chemistry from the same school. And from 1981 to 1984, he initially worked as a technical officer at the Okazaki National Research Institute. In 1983, he studied as a visiting scholar at New York State University, and from 1994 to 1995, he started his work as a researcher at the Stanford Research Institute, also getting some experience of living here in California. Presently, Professor Toji teaches as a professor at the prestigious Tohoku University Graduate School of Environmental Sciences. Speaking of Tohoku University, last year in March, Miyagi Prefecture was heavily damaged in the massive earthquake that occurred there. But fortunately, it appears as if Tohoku University managed to escape the worst of it. Professor Toji has recently engaged in dedicated research that attempts to investigate how the heavily damaged Tohoku region can recover from the disaster. The content of today's presentation outlines the recovery policies that Professor Toji has developed for the Tohoku region. At this time, Professor Toji has been entrusted by the Japanese Foreign Ministry to deliver a series of lectures, and will spend this week presenting his findings in Los Angeles, Denver, and San Francisco. I hope that you will enjoy today's lecture and give us your full attention. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much for excellent introduction for me. Thank you very much, Dr. Clark and Suzuki. Thank you. Good afternoon, and ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I would like to give my appreciation to our organizers for giving me the valuable opportunity for my presentation. And I'm honored to be able to share with you about the Great East Japan earthquake and the construction of the tsunami disaster areas.
Okay.
Tohoku is these areas is located in the northeast part of Japan. Sendai is here. Sendai city is 400 kilometers far from the Tokyo. This map shows the Tohoku region. The epicenter here was here, and the Sendai city is here. Sendai was 150 kilometers from the epicenter of this earthquake. These pictures are from the operation of the U.S. military named Operation Tomodachi. Tomodachi is, in Japanese, means friends. The Japanese people appreciate how the citizens and the government of the U.S. United States helped in this operation. Immediately after the earthquake, the U.S. military's Operation Friends rescued many victims. In addition, they have helped in a number of recovery activities, including the reopening of the Sendai Airport. From U.S. citizens, many donations and supplies were delivered to the victims. We Japanese people will never forget the support from the U.S. And I would like to say thank you again to the United States of America. Now, I would like to start the main contents of my lectures. This is what I will talk about today. First of all, I would like to introduce my university and the graduate school. And next, the Great East Japan earthquake. Third, damage by the Great East Japan earthquake. Fourth, relief activities of our school of the tsunami disaster area. Finally, in the last two parts, I would like to introduce our efforts towards the reconstruction of the disaster area and introduce an ongoing project named Next Generation Energy for Tohoku Recovery. This slide shows the history of Tohoku University. Tohoku University was founded in 1907, the third imperial university of Japan, following the Tokyo Imperial University and the Kyoto Imperial University. We have 18,045 students, of whom 10,970 is undergraduate. And the number of university staff totals 6,018, so altogether 24,060. Three people working in Tohoku University. This is a picture of our graduate school of environmental studies. Our school was established 10 years ago to promote education and research for energy and resource recycling in order to support a sustainable society in the future. When our school was founded, the phrase environment issue was all about the public pollution and the effect of people behavior of the ecosystem. Under these circumstances, the energy and resource problem our school advocate was not considered to be an environmental issue. And after 10 years, a global warming issue has come up to the surface, and energy issues are now considered to be a global issue. It has become imperative to convert from the fossil fuels for energy, fossil energy-based society to emission-free-based society, and to encourage introducing new energy systems. The movement for the renewable energy-based society, including a smart house and smart city project, is now active. Gradually, our initial concept of renewable energy, technology, and resources recycling has become accepted as essential for the protecting the global environment and for constructing a sustainable society in the future. That strategy occurred at 2:46 p.m. on March 11, 2011. The epicenter here of the earthquake was off the Pacific coast, 100 kilometers from Sendai City. The scale of the magnitude was 9.0. This was the largest earthquake ever recorded in the vicinity of Japan. The intensity observed in the Sendai areas was a magnitude under 7 and 6 plus, so on. The Tohoku University is also observed in intensity about 6 or 6 plus. Okay. I prepared a short video of the Great East Japan Earthquake and the tsunami here. The video was prepared by Sendai Television, so okay, just wait.
March 11th, 2011, 2:46 p.m. job at the Ishinomaki Gas Headquarters near Ishinomaki Harbor by an employee. In no time at all, the water of the tsunami rises around the building. Race down the 500-meter road leading from the harbor. It has reached this height in just 4 minutes. Surging 4 kilometers up the Kitakami River, the tsunami swallowed up Okawa Elementary School. Abe's home was swept away before his own eyes. Large-scale fires throughout Kizunuma. Diesel fuel spilled into the bay, and then huge pieces of flotsam were swept along by the water. Burning boats were pushed onshore, setting off fires in many locations.
Like this, this earthquake caused a large tsunami. So this result. okay. Resulted in catastrophic damage and the coast of the Pacific Ocean from Tohoku area to Kanto areas to huge wide areas. The death toll from the earthquake and the tsunami is currently 15,869 people, but 2,847 people remain missing, and also partially destroyed and completely destroyed buildings is a total more than 390,000 units, more than 400,000 people were displaced. We experienced serious energy shortage and blackout for a long time. In the case of our school, electricity was not supplied for 10 days for the same, and water supply was also cut off for the same period. As you know, the earthquake and the tsunami led to the accident at the Fukushima nuclear power plant. The result was a sub-nuclear accident involving a large amount of leakage of radioactive material. Therefore, even now, more than 300,000 people living near the nuclear power plant have been forced to evacuate. And these are photos of the tsunami disaster along the coastal area from north to south. And the red shows the Miyako city here, correspond to the these three pictures correspond to Miyako city. And Minami Sanriku, and here, and the D and E, Onagawa, F and G, Ishinomaki City, and the H and I, Soma City, these are three pictures. Let's try to confirm the effect of the tsunami in the city scale. Okay. First, Onagawa. This is Onagawa city before the tsunami. This is after tsunami. Almost all houses and all gone out. And this is just March, just 1 year later. No, that will change like this. Okay. Next, represent Takada in the Iwate prefectures. This is before the tsunami. This is after tsunami. Oh, the city is completely destroyed like this. And 1 year later, almost same. That's the time of the tsunami. Okay. All cities, all the same things. Okay. this picture shows shows photos of the our campus, Alabama campus. Tohoku University has many campuses. This is my campus. This photo shows the damage of the campus as an example, and we suffer damage of many equipment and the instrument and the facilities, cities, the building and the instrument and like this. Next, the picture was taken this August. This August, these buildings were heavily damaged, and currently demolition is underway. In the previous pictures, you could see the serious damage in the building. However, this Echo House, named the Echo Labo, does not have any damage. This is both surprising and very lucky for us. It's strange. Anyway, on March 11th, all utilities such as electricity and gas and water and cut off, and a severe situation occurred in our campus. Therefore, many students and staffs like this found it difficult to return home. They stayed at Echo Labo for a few days. Look at that, this, just the light is on. Electricity in Echo Labo was working. Echo Labo is working. Students, the staff who took refuge here were able to use electricity like this. They use electric kettle and the cooker or lighting and mobile phones and computers, so on. The electricity outage continued over 1 week in our campus. Therefore, we provide electricity to many mobile phones owned by the other faculty staffs. 10 days have passed, maybe. At the time, electricity was reconnected to our campus. We were able to see TV for more a long time. We were shocked and saddened by the TV images. Everyone began to think what we do, what we could do, or how we could help to people who suffered such terrible damage from the tsunami area, especially in the most damaged area of Ishinomaki City and the Kesennuma City. There was a little hope of restoring electricity, and they still have to live without lighting at the night. Therefore, we took the PV panels and the battery system used in Ecolabo and supplied electricity to a shelter house in Ishinomaki City. Let's see the movie of Ishinomaki City on March 25th, taken by myself. This day, I went to Ishinomaki City and to help and install our equipment. This time, two weeks later, so that's not clean up or something. No, nothing. But I feel the smell of the areas very bad, and anyway, so the terrible conditions, I guess. Okay. The system and I bring the system to the Ishinomaki area. These systems were used for 6 months until the electricity power returned to the this area. So here, this is that picture taken by my. This is me, and this is our electricity system and PV panel, and this is the lighting. Here, I would like to introduce Ecolabo and its electric system. The name Ecolabo is combination the words ecology, collaboration, and laboratory. This name was suggested by a student in our doctoral course. Ecolabo was built as a part of Eco House project, funded by Japan's Ministry of Environment through an initiative to research technology to prevent global warming. In this project was proposed a new technology for decreasing CO2 output. As you can see the pictures, the Eco House is a wooden structure with the two floors. The total space is 1,000 square meters. Ecolabo was opened in June 2010, just less than 1 year before the earthquake. This is the inside of the Ecolabo. The first floor has various use, including lectures and seminars. Second room, it has 10 rooms for our faculty members for use as a study room. The wood used in Ecolabo is cedar grown in the experimental forest of Tohoku University. In planning the Ecohouse, we decided the concept should be that harmony of nature and advanced technologies. Therefore, we designed the house to be able to use natural light and natural ventilations. The core technology, it's advanced technology, the high performance lithium-ion batteries, and large-scale lithium-ion batteries of 12 kilowatts are installed in the Ecolabo. And as a second technology, AC-DC hybrid system is installed in Ecolabo. for the illuminations and the digital equipment such as a computer and digital TV or mobile phones, electricity supply used direct current DC, and for the high power equipment such as electric cleaners and hair dryer and refrigerators, so on, the electricity supply used acoustic current, regular electricity. And the left slide of the picture shows a system block diagram. Right side is the overview of the system. This is PV panels. We have 5.8 kilowatts PV panel. And these are storage control system and with the lithium ion batteries. This is a control system, and this is lithium ion batteries made by a Sony company. The output was stored at PV panel is stored directly using DC current, and also supply the electricity using direct current for the LED lighting. LED lighting in the next room, this room, this is a DC room. This picture shows this room, and look at this picture here. This is the same place and the DC space. It's very useful in emergency following like an earthquake. Furthermore, Ecolab system use both fossil fuels and the renewable energies. As a result, we are able to reduce the amount of power necessary for use in-house and also reduce the use of public energies. We hope that the idea of Ecolab system will contribute to construct a low-carbon society. Okay, next slide. Let's return to the program of the reconstruction of tsunami disaster-affected area. Look at the disaster area. We considered what we could contribute to the reconstruction of the cities. After the disaster, I met many mayors of local communities. This is a message from Emiko Okuyama of the mayor of Senda City. She said, with the expanded power outage and fuel shortage following the Great East Japan earthquake, we were reminded of the importance of energy security in emergency. Together with reassessing public fuel reserves, my administration is working toward a better emergency response through the installation of private generation capacity and securing electricity from renewable energy sources. This is also from the message of Takafumi Yamauchi of the mayor of Kuji City. He said the central pillar of Kuji recovery plan developed last June, we aim to become a renewable energy supply station. Our city, nationally famous for the AMA free diving fisherwoman, has with its sea, forests, and rivers abundant environmental resources. We have taken a wind and solar focused renewable energy approach up to this point, and we will also apply for efforts in the field of ocean energies. Working with the university and the makers of new wave power prototype, local business, we contribute to a production and installation which anticipate will bring to technology transfer to our locality. This trial of new energy will not only act as a power backup in emergency, but all we hope to also provide the refrigeration need of the seafood industry and looking to the future possibility supply for energy for electronics device production and the other precision industries. Likewise, all cities, in conclusion, all cities, including Sendai City and Kuji City and all cities are supporting a reconstruction plan to create what we can call a smart city utilizing renewable energy.
We are listening now to the Commonwealth Club of California radio program and Professor Toji on the Great East Japan Earthquake and Recovery.
Therefore, concluded the Ecolab technology would be able to contribute to the reconstruction of cities destroyed by tsunami. Based on the belief on the Tohoku University Environment Project was started. Currently, strong will of Tohoku's people is already supporting area reconstruction recovery. As local authority undertook their own recovery efforts, Tohoku University as a central academic institution of the region and leadership of the university's project set up its own recovery efforts beginning immediately after the disaster. One of these is Tohoku University Environment Energy Project. Starting with the first disaster forum on June 17, 2011, and just after the earthquake, the core institution of Tohoku University has held 7 disaster fora to evaluate the real conditions, the strike area, and consider recovery strategies. First of all, November 17th of this year, together with the Tohoku localities and the university nationwide, the Tohoku Recovery Clean Energy R&D Symposium was held addressing next generation energy and its applications. Emerging from these fora, University of Tokyo suggested to use a wave and a tidal energy in Kuji City, Iwate Prefecture, and Shiogama, Miyagi Prefectures. The University of Tsukuba and the Tohoku University Group put forth proposal for algae biofuels of Sendai City. Furthermore, Tohoku University and the University of Tokyo Group created a biomass town concept of Ishinomaki City and a proposal for geothermal energy in Osaki City. Architecture from the indispensable mobility-capable local energy control system was also laid out in the project and brought together plans for green energy. Through the strong effort this September, just 1 month before the project of next generation energy of Tohoku recovery started through the support of the Ministry of Culture, Science and Sport of Japan. In this project, we aim to support the recovery of disaster-stricken areas through such renewable energies, research and development activities. Ultimate goal of the project is that the policies on the strategies created by a consortium of university and the local governments will lead to create a sustainable substantial contribution to recovery. Within overall project, there are three main tasks. Task one, R&D on wave power, the other ocean renewable energy applied to this Sandiku coast here. The task two, R&D algae-based biofuels, and task three, R&D on integrated community with a focus on renewable energy. And this is this slide is a task one, who proposed is to develop a new energy converter through the collaboration among many parts manufacturers in Tohoku area, and will install the 240 kilowatts units at Iwate Prefecture and try to supply electricity for damaged local communities. By growing a new clean business, we plan to help Tohoku direct to recovery from the earthquake. Next, the equipment construct in the support in this construct in this project will be introduced at Kuji City, Kuji Bay. Kuji is located here. The Sendai is here, about 500 kilometers from Tokyo at Sendai. And next. This is Kuji Bay. Kuji Bay it should be a good location in which a test of viability of ocean renewable energies, because instant of waves come from these many directions. So the test plant will be set up in this place, the red mark, these positions. The equipment constructed in the project, this slide provides a schematic illustration of the wave energy converters. Huge equipment catches the wave very efficiently. Big ladder moves toward the wave like this. And the next, this slide is a task. This slide is a task to who proposed carry out basic laboratory scale research on algae biofuels, and the outdoor test plant will be set at the Minamigawa Water Purification Center in Sendai. In this study, culture of both and the oil-yielding heterotrophic algae, Osankitochium, and the oil-yielding autotrophic algae, Botryococcus, will be used and installed at the Sendai Minamigamo Water Treatment Plant. The slide. This slide shows the task two, which attempts to develop internationally leading local renewable energy compatible energy mobility integrated management system. So we call the EMIMS for short, which will be designed to be resilient to disaster. At the same time, the EMS system derived from the research project can be expected to provide a greater energy security and labor savings, and a more favorable economics. In normal conditions, the modeling of the traffic and the congestion, as well as the management of buses and other transport modes, will provide the affected localities and the next generation mobility management. In emergency conditions, evacuation coordination, showing open routes, emergency transport management and energy transfer management utilizing electric vehicles will be possible, thus improving mobility during disaster and helping to save lives in localities struck by earthquake. And this picture illustrates the images of EMIMS applied to Ishinomaki City in recovery plan attempts are also being made to build and energy management utilizing ICT, information communication technology that can work in both normal emerging conditions. Fundamental modes will be constructed for energy management system which can provide the foundation for an eco-safety town. This will contribute to local energy management and mobility while utilizing Ishinomaki's renewable biomass energies. Okay. Finally, I would like to briefly ask the question, what did we learn for the earthquake and the tsunami disaster? First of all, we learned the importance of kizuna, Japanese. The word kizuna has several meanings, such as friends, cooperation, help, so on. Our Japanese friends received a large amount of donations and supplies from foreign countries. I feel the importance of kizuna very much. Next is about energies. As you know, energy has fundamentally guided the shape of human history, beginning with the exploration of fire and through the use of fossil fuels up to atomic energies. Human energy's use is immediately linked to the course of civilization. In times of crisis and the transition, especially humanity feels the effect energy has in shaping the foundation developing of society. We can say March 11th Great East Japan earthquake and the Fukushima nuclear accident disaster, we experienced have created for us such a turning point. This can be a turn which guides us towards next generation energy and the energy control system or the connection to the grid. But with large-scale energy delivery system now reaching their limit, whether and how a new society will have an energy production and a control system integrated into local communities remains a complete unknown. The question is how to incorporate novel next generation energy and control system into society in the way that derive Tohoku recovery and can penetrate into the whole of Japan society. Oh, okay. Thank you very much for your attention.
You are listening to the Commonwealth Club of California radio program and Professor Toje talking about the great East Japan earthquake and recovery. We have time now for audience questions, and we hope that you will join us in that. We have a couple of questions already.
I was very impressed by this school for ecology and collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
Both of our countries have problems with not just responding to a disaster,
mm-hmm.
but getting ready for a disaster that might happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious because, well, in our country, in California,
mm-hmm.
In the city of San Diego,
mm-hmm.
there's an earthquake fault right through a parcel of property
mm-hmm.
where you were probably afraid that people would come to a show and ask you questions about Japan. I'm asking you a question about how your experience might help us in the United States, because there are tremendous credibility problems of government action.
Mm-hmm.
And a court has just acted on environmental regulations mm-hmm. by excluding, you know, the information about, excluding the information about this earthquake fault
mm-hmm.
that everybody knows about.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think we should move ahead with something like that, with that kind of environmental law, or did your experience show a different approach?
It's very difficult. So, how do you say? So there are many energy problems in the same country, and maybe a global problem of the global warming. And also, right now, after earthquake, we have to make some we have to keep energy in the emergency, in emergency. So we need both. We have to prepare the both system in the near future. I think so. So maybe one solution is to have some storage system using lithium-ion battery, so on. But the battery system is fairly expensive right now. So how to overcome this problem? The one question is, I guess that this is an EV car. So we have to make some system, mobility and new grid system combined with a combination system is very important. So if the, for example, the PBN solar energies produce direct current and the direct stored in the electric vehicles, Nissan company says vehicle to home and energy move to vehicle to home, vehicle home to vehicle. Like the system very important. I hope we will make a data system. I hope. Okay. Is that okay?
Professor Toji, thank you very much for spending your time with us and for bringing the story that you have to tell to so many cities throughout America. I wanted to draw you out on a topic that I noticed came up in the reconstruction of all the affected areas of the tsunami. With such distributed power systems and the other resources that your lab makes available, have you noticed anything affecting the rate of reconstruction? Because we do know the big concern is, or one of the driving concerns, is loss of population, loss of technical skills as the area becomes economically unviable for some duration of time. And do you see the technology that your lab is working on also enabling an avoidance of that so-called brain drain that then prevents the community from being able to return?
The recovery is the speed is not so slow because But the me and the government say, I think we want to new city or smart city, something like that. But people don't think like don't want to smart city. Anyway, they want to recover as soon as possible. That's a very difficult question and a difficult problem. So I think, how do you say the government, the people? Anyway, so we should do both things, and soon recovery, and we introduce a new system and new. So to make a new business, Tohoku has no good business, so just a good time to introduce a new business in Tohoku area, I guess. It's okay.
Do your studies include the recycling of the lithium batteries and the impact of the production of lithium batteries on the ecology?
Yes, right now Japan company is thinking about the recycling and batteries. Lithium battery can use a long time, about over 10 years, so on. So, some company, Nissan company said the first 10 years used as a car battery, and the second use for the house and so on. Like this. And also, the completely destroyed batteries, that we have to recycle lithium ions, lithium recycling system material, lithium material of lithium. We should do recycling, I think. Anyway, in Japan, we're just studying to recycle system and the method how to recycle the lithium ion, lithium materials. Okay.
I thought it was really interesting that your Ecolab building had no real damage during the earthquake. Was there something about the architecture that made that building stronger in an earthquake, and also about the power system of the building that you still had electric power with the EV cells and the lithium batteries? The DC power systems that you were using, was it specialized equipment, or is that equipment that you can just buy and power,
the TVs? It's very. I hope you. Yes, right now I changed to. Easy things. We decide the voltage to install the computers. In this case, about maybe 17 volts on. So we should convert this one. That this one has serious losses electricity, about 3% or more over. That very. So right now the voltage of the DC doesn't have a rule. So in car case of 12 volts, and the truck and so at 24 volts. In Japan, the telecommunication voltage is about 48 volts. But the computer does not decide. That's this is a Panasonic company use 70 volts, so 70 or 8. The Sony is 20, and the Apple 75. This is a huge problem. Just in the near future, someone said DC should do a rule. It's important things. It's okay. that now are just special things. But special or not special. That's okay.
Unfortunately, we've come to that part of the program when we get one more question, and I get to ask that question. How's that as your moderator? I'm very interested in your talking about how you're using the ocean and algae to generate energy.
It's the next dream of the renewable energy. Just up to now, Japan does not start the study of the ocean energy. Just started at the first time. Not first time, so it's very hard to use the sea because fishermen, regulation of the how to use the sea. This is a lucky chance to do research and develop technology of the ocean energies, I guess.
I think that's really an important area for us, especially those of us who live on the coast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it will be really interesting to watch that development mm-hmm. and what comes of it. And it's important for us to do that, I believe, personally, I believe.
Oh, great.
I had a second part of a question, and that's what happened to all the people after the earthquake. Did they find places to go? Did you have to set up special sites for them?
Yes, that's right. That's right. Some people want to move to the other place, far from the sea. Some people won't. But some people want to back to a previous house. So it's a big problem. It's a big problem.
So do you think most of them will return to their original homes? Or?
Yes. I don't know the detail, how many people back. Some people moved to the other place. Some people back to. So, city, governments, local government, very hard problem to.
I'd like to share with the audience that there is a DVD on Lessons from a Disaster, the Great East Japan Earthquake, recorded on camera. And I'm sure it includes some of the footage that you were showing us, Professor Toji, which was very, very powerful. I don't remember seeing that in terms on all of our newscasts, of just how powerful that was. So there are also some resource documents here that Professor Toji brought with him. And what we'll do is we'll show them up in the front at the end of the meeting. But for the radio audience, the DVD is called Lessons from a Disaster, the Great East Japan Earthquake Recorded on China, on camera. Now that we have reached the end of our program, I really want to thank Consul General Mr. Inomata. I got it. And Professor Toji and Mr. Suzuki for helping us put all the program together. It's really been a wonderful program, and I appreciate it, and the Commonwealth Club appreciates it very much. I'm Ann Clark, and this meeting of the Commonwealth Club of California, celebrating more than 110 years of enlightened discussion in the know, is adjourned.
Thank you.